T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're smack dab in the middle of the month of January.
Nice.
It is the 15th, y'all. Hope you're excited about the weekend.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Please. Yes.
Yeah. I was until I got the alert from Austin Independent School District that, hey, we're just suggesting that your kids go virtual again next week.
Oh, you got
that too. I got that.
Yeah. It's like they wait till the end of the week. Just like they know. It's like all these school districts know, but they just mm-hmm. don't want to ruin your week mm. and then wait till the end and like, hey, let's just do another one. It's like, I mean, it's nothing new, but it's just one of those like, okay,
yep.
All good. It has to happen.
Yeah.
Better safe than sorry. I get it.
Can I tell you all what I'm doing this weekend?
Please.
Oh my God, I'm so excited about it. I'm going to sit on my couch under a really big blanket,
uh-huh.
maybe after I've taken a bath.
Uh-huh.
I might break dry January and have a glass of wine.
Good for you.
Good for you.
I'm just going to binge the show Bridgerton because everybody says it's amazing. I don't want anybody to talk to me. I don't want anybody to look to me. I'm going to put my phone away. Like, please hold all my messages, and I'm just going to sit there.
How are you going to achieve that? You have stepdaughters, and you have a husband.
People are doing things this weekend.
Nice.
Perfect.
And I'm going to inform the one that is here to please leave me. I'm going to put up a do not disturb sign.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. That's good. I'll tell you, I have one agenda, and that is to watch the Westlake football game. You know, we're right across the street from Westlake High School.
Yeah.
So, and none of us went to Westlake because we're all poor.
Yes, but, you nailed it.
But we're excited for Westlake because they're going to stay. They're going to be in the 6A Division I title game at AT&T Stadium in Dallas.
That's
taking
awesome.
On South Lake Carroll. And the cool story about this is that it's dad versus son coaching.
So cool.
Really?
Yeah. It really is.
Who's the son and who's the dad?
So the Westlake coach is the son.
Okay.
And South Lake Carroll coach is the dad.
Oh, wow.
And
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Runs in the family.
It's cool because the South Lake Carroll coach was like, I always get with the opposing coaches to talk about things like officials and what we can do to make the game better and stuff. He's like, but never before have I said, I love you, son. I'm like,
Dude.
So good.
I mean, seriously. By the way, we're at South Lake Carroll must be in the Dallas area, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's out. I think it's outside of Dallas.
It sounds fancy. Like, it sounds like Westlake-ish.
Yeah, I mean,
think it's just, like, fancy, like, in the sense of, like, once was, like, a suburban school that they threw my, you know, how, like, how Lake Travis is fancy, that type of thing.
Yeah, yeah, gotcha. Well, good for them, and good for that storyline.
It is a good storyline. You got a couple of junior quarterbacks that are going to be playing, and you think about these two teams, you know, I mean, they produce some pretty big names. Westlake has Drew Brees, Nick Foles, and Sam Ehlinger, and South Lake Carroll has Chase Daniel. Greg McElroy, Riley Dodge, Kenny
Hill. I don't know any of those people.
Okay, so it makes sense. The quarterback for South Lake Carroll committed to UT, but then decommitted to go to Ohio State.
Quinn Ewer.
Yeah. Oh, that's why. Okay, now I understand why South Lake sounds familiar to me.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. And Cade Klubnik is the quarterback for Westlake, and they're two of the top junior quarterbacks in the country. So
can you imagine that?
Like, they're juniors?
Yeah, both of them are. Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Can you imagine that? Like, that's just, like, so awesome.
Isn't it great?
I mean, like, just being the quarterback of your school would be cool, but just how, like, being awesome in the nation, Oh, I couldn't live with myself.
I mean, it's crazy because, like, we have teenagers and we're just trying to get them to put their bowls out of, you know, outside their room. And here you go have juniors who are quarterbacks.
I know.
They're teenagers too, Sarah.
They have the same issue.
So Quinn with Southlake Carroll is a 5-star recruit. He's already committed to Ohio State. Cade Westlake is a 4-star, and he is not yet committed, but it's going to be a good game, y'all. We're proud of Westlake going to state, playing tomorrow. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah, and Alex just learned something he can't wait to share with us about a boy band. A little fact about a boy band member that he's really excited in a segment we call TIL. That's next. Alex says he is blown away by something he just learned, so he is anxious to share in a segment we call TIL. Today I learned. Want to learn things. Today I learned. What did you just learn, Alex?
This is going to either blow Sarah away or she's going to be like, duh, and I'm going to feel really stupid. Okay. But
I hope it's a duh.
Let me hear it first and I'll tell you what she's going to say.
Okay. I found out over the weekend that Chris Kirkpatrick, the member of NSYNC.
Yeah.
Not only a member of NSYNC, but was the founding member of NSYNC.
Yeah, I knew that. Of course, Sarah knows that.
He founded it after he didn't make the cut for Backstreet Boys.
I don't know if I knew that.
Did you guys know that? Sarah, did you know that?
Is that 100% correct?
I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. The person that told me never lies, I was like, I didn't take a deep dive then, but it's like, you know, it's one of those where you're with someone and you don't want to get on the phone and start looking.
Because
you know what I mean? Because this is one of those deep dives where I need to be on the toilet. Like looking, and I need about 10 minutes, but you can't do that in front of someone when you're with them, trying to give them their attention.
All right, well, I can tell you right now.
Oh, you know for certain.
Well, all I have to do is ask my wife, and she is the be-all, end-all on all things NSYNC, so she will 100% know.
Okay.
Right? Well, hold on. You're saying she's a bigger NSYNC fan than me?
Oh, we should probably let Sarah answer it.
It's not a matter of who is a bigger fan of NSYNC. It's a matter of who knows more useless details and knowledge. And from what I know, she wins.
And let me just, like, you know, and I'm very interested to hear what she has to say.
Yes, okay, go ahead.
But let me say, Alex, never in my entire life and career of stalking NSYNC have I ever heard that.
I have not either.
And I do not believe.
He was the guy who went to Lou Pearlman, I think, and like said, let's start a group. And it was the Backstreet Boys were first. That is a true. And then he knew Joey because of Florida. And then they found this guy, Lance, you know, because they needed the bass. But no, I think.
Look, let's keep it real. The only reason Chris Kirkpatrick is in a boy band is because he was like, hey, guys, let's put together a boy band.
No, you're absolutely.
No one's going out looking for Chris Kirkpatrick.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. And that's why I was like, when this person told me, I said, what? And then when they told me that he started because he didn't make the cut for Backstreet Boys, I was like, what? But yeah, it makes complete sense why he's in the band, because he started it. I was blown away by that, guys.
I am going to believe that my wife is going to say the exact same thing that Sarah did.
Okay.
Yes, he's a founding member, but I don't know about that Backstreet Boys thing.
Yeah.
She'll know, 100%. She'll know. Hey, babe.
Hi.
So we're right in the middle of a TIL, and Alex threw out a fact that is a duh he just learned, but then he added on a separate fact / probably not true, but we don't know, and no one is available to confirm this. However, I knew that you would know the answer. So please, Alex, do share what it is that you just learned.
So I learned over the weekend that Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC is not only a member of NSYNC, but he was the founding member of NSYNC. I was like, what? And then this person that never lies told me that, yeah, that he started the band after he didn't make the cut for Backstreet Boys. I'm like, what?
So are you wanting me to confirm if that is true?
I need to know.
Well, we all agree that he is the founding member of NSYNC. Yes, that is true.
That is very true. And as far as not making the cut for Backstreet Boys, it's not really true. The whole group in Orlando, they ran around with the same crowd, and he was friends with Howie. So Howie's like, hey, we're starting a group. Why don't you connect with this guy, Lou Pearlman? And then it all went from there.
Oh, I see.
Okay, I see. Here, let me reenact this real quick. So Howie's like, yo, man, you got to get with Lou, man. We're starting this group. And that's Howie's way of saying you can't be in Backstreet. You got to go start your own thing.
So then, instead of getting on with Backstreet, Chris is like, hey, let's just do our own thing. I'm just going to put together my own group of people. That is your belief of how it all went down?
That is, yes, how it went down.
Chris Kirkpatrick of NSYNC is a founding member of the boy band.
How about that? How many years too late that I just found out?
How has it changed your life knowing that, Alex?
I mean, 5 minutes of fun.
Yeah, sure. Definitely 5 minutes of fun. You know, I've said this so many times. There are just a few things in life that you should never go cheap on. Mm. Like, I always say this about trash bags. Like, don't buy the cheap version of trash bags. What happens? Inevitably, you get a hole in it. It's a whole big mess.
See, I do that, though. I do complete opposite because I'm like, you're going to just throw those away. Well, why get the expensive ones?
That is good logic, except for the fact that cheap means cheap. You know what I mean? And when it comes to picking up trash, I'd rather pay a little bit extra to get better trash bags. Garden hoses, another thing.
That's so funny because never in my life have I thought about going cheap on garden hoses or even buying a garden hose. It's until you buy a home or you rent a home and you
That's
need
right.
one. Bro, a bad garden hose, like rolling it up, is the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that advice years ago, Brad Booker.
Toilet paper, too. Same thing.
Oh, no. See, nah, I buy the cheapest because you're flushing it down the toilet, bro.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, how Same dirty with- is your butt?
My husband likes to wipe his butt with, like, pillows. So, you know, I don't care. He's very particular about the toilet paper. Well, and I'm like, I'll wipe my butt with those paper towels that come out of the,
ooh, that's
the
gross.
Work.
That's just,
you know,
simply
the
gross.
Office.
Hey, the rougher the better, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if you have a good butt,
wow.
like, you're not.
It gets in the nooks and crannies.
It does. It gets in there. Like, it scrapes it away.
Y'all are disgusting. I will tell you that I am this close to investing in a bidet.
See.
I'm about to get it.
How dirty is your butt?
Well, how dirty is your butt? I mean, you have to wipe.
Bro.
We all have dirty butts.
No. Here's the thing. If you have a good moisturized butt and you have a good, like,
what?
Like you eat good,
what are you
talking
about?
Falls out of you.
Yes, of course.
Really,
it doesn't,
Alex?
Yeah.
But do you take Metamucil every day?
No, but I mean, I don't eat. I mean, I eat. I mean,
you
I
eat
like
good?
Crap, Alex. You eat like crap.
Literally.
All right, the reason I bring this up because I saw this story about... plenty of times where it makes sense to save money on something instead of buying the expensive option. Actually, according to the new survey, more than half of people say they sometimes go for a cheaper generic option when they're buying something to save money. I do that too. But there are some cases when we're not willing to compromise and we'll spend more money to get the better option. Sarah, is there anything you, very frugal, is there anything that you will actually spend more on to get the better option, or will you always go with the cheaper option? Oh, let me give you another example. I'm okay with buying the generic version of medication because it's the exact same thing.
I'm with you.
What I will not go generic on is Advil because
what?
I'm going to tell you what. I love those coated tablets. I don't even get the capsules. I get the coated tablets because I just like the way it feels in my mouth and it has a good taste to it.
So,
and the generic ones taste awful.
Booker.
So I always get the regular Advil.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. Anyway. Here are some of the most popular answers. Mattresses. Got to agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, but I've never... What's a generic mattress?
Tell
oh
me
my
a
God.
Cheap mattress.
Yeah.
Like, come
yeah,
on.
That's what I'm saying. Don't
They're
get a
all
cheap
expensive.
Mattress.
I mean, yeah, you're right. You lay on that, guys. That's what your body lays on. You have
33% of your life is on a mattress, so... Mm-hmm. Why are you going to do your body wrong by, you know, putting some sort of jankety pillow top?
Yeah.
Coffee brands. I'm, you know.
Oh, man.
I feel like if you're a coffee drinker, then you should probably invest. It's a good quality coffee.
Y'all,
yes.
I was just in El Paso for the holidays. My wife was at my house, my parents' house, and they have a Keurig like everyone pretty much does.
Mm-hmm.
And they're... They had Folgers capsules.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And my wife, my parents were like asking my wife if she wants a cup of coffee. And then she's like, no, because she glanced over and saw Folgers. And she's like, no, I'm good. I just had one. And I looked at her like, no, you didn't. You could have one. And she kicked me after. She's like, I don't drink Folgers.
Oh, man.
I was like, snob.
Wi-Fi quality and speed is another thing that you should not compromise on.
Totally.
Correct.
Yeah. Chocolate.
I mean, who cares?
Yeah,
Hershey
who cares?
Chocolate,
right? Yeah. Shampoo, Sarah?
You know, I have to say, like, the Suave, that's the cheapest.
Yeah, you
I
go
like.
With that, really?
Yeah.
You cool with it? And you have good hair.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey, y'all, I'm really ridiculous. When it comes to condiments in my home, they're all Whataburger.
Are you like serious?
Mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard, yep. Honey mustard.
Same with us.
Okay,
they're
good.
All Whataburger.
All Whataburger.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Ketchup is on the list. Cell phones. What about cell phones?
I mean, I have.
We only do the best, right?
I mean, that's why we roll.
Brands of potato chips.
I could eat any chips,
any.
Bro.
Chips, all chips. Right. If it's fried in a bag, and
What about haircuts? Do you spend a little bit more to get a better option of haircut?
Nope.
Or do you just go wherever?
Guys, we have a friend that goes to a place that doesn't spend a lot of money, and we all know his hair, and you know what I'm talking about.
You're talking about, he goes to like one of those budget salons,
yeah, and
right?
He makes a lot of money. He's just trying to save money, and look how bad his hair is.
Oh, his hair looks awful.
I grew up on one of those. That's like where my mom would take me to get my hair cut, like all the supercuts in different places.
Yes. We never said, I didn't say supercuts. It wasn't even that.
Different.
Yeah.
When you're a kid, he's a grown adult with good hair to be cool.
I know. Like, he just gave up. Like, he used to go to, like, high-end, and he just stopped, and it shows.
But then again, George Clooney admitted that he's been cutting his hair with the Flowbee for years.
Good point, Booker.
And he's one of the hottest men in the world.
Good point.
Paint colors.
Oh, please. I'm sorry. You know what? Yes, I go to Home Depot, and I buy there, but all of this, like, new fancy brands of paint colors?
You don't need that.
Come on.
No.
You guys are going to argue with this one, but this is number one on the list as far as the things that people said you should not compromise on. Spend a little bit more to get the better option. And I've said this ad nauseum. Restaurants.
Yeah, you do have a finer palate than us.
Not a finer palate. I just...
You like quality over quantity.
A little bit more refined, I should say. Like, yes, quality over quantity.
I like quantity. I'll sacrifice quality over to start, like, leave full and disgusted.
Give me a restaurant that is going to make my meal fresh with the freshest ingredients right after I order over. I'm not going to name any restaurants, but one of your favorites where they put in the order and throw it on a plate and slide in a microwave. No, thank you. But there's unlimited breadsticks.
Yeah.
You are never going to believe what Matthew McConaughey is doing now. I'll tell you what's trending coming up next to Mix 94.7.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Man, our boy Matthew McConaughey just can't sit still. I mean, it's a global pandemic. He can't just chill. He's got to go releasing a book. It seems to be everywhere over the course of the last year. And now he's at the point where he can do whatever he wants. And apparently what he wants to do is jump into the square circle and open up a can of whoop ass.
What?
Because in a recent interview, Matthew hinted that he might be doing something with the WWE.
Oh, my gosh.
Check this out.
Really?
I'll say not too much because, as you know, can't say too much about these things. But it is something that interests me. I love the suspension of disbelief. Because my kids and I watch it. And then they're starting to get that when they go, oh, this is fake. I'm going, what are you talking about? No way. And they're starting to get, because I won't give them the wink yet, but they're starting to get that in there, there's a bit of one, you know?
Yeah.
And then like, two of them are like, this isn't fake. Mom, this is real. So they're getting, and that's so much of the fun of it is going, this is real. And it is.
Play something else.
He really is. I mean, it's just like every day something new. Wow. He can do whatever he wants. That's the thing. He could wake up tomorrow and be like, I think I'm going to open up a taco truck and it'd be the best taco truck ever.
Matthew's doing things that like people that are about to pass away do, like bucket lists. It's just awesome. He could pull that off.
That's so funny.
Speaking of pulling off, there were rumors on social media that Desperate Housewives is being revived. Remember that series?
Well, not really. I mean, I kind of remember just because Eva Longoria, Texas girl, and Terry Hatcher, and...
That's all I can name until I read the story.
Oh, girl, Felicity Huffman, who's gone on to do some... And I always had a crush on Marcia Cross because I like that redhead.
You did?
Oh, my God.
She seems so old.
She was old. But her body was flawless. I don't know how old she is, but... Man, she was in amazing shape.
It's funny because, you know, earlier this week we talked about Sex and the City having a revival or a reboot, and Desperate Housewives is now being talked about. Well, here's the thing. Apparently, Terry Hatcher and everyone you just mentioned were set to return, but it's not true because Marcia actually tweeted and said, this is news to me, unless they're not having her come aboard and doing the Samantha with her. Desperate Housewives, by the way, I didn't realize you mentioned it. We ran for 8 seasons, dude, 180 episodes. It just wrapped up in 2012. I mean, I say just. A good, what?
9 years ago.
10.
No.
Wait, nine. You're
nine,
right.
Nine, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, everyone's redoing something. Nothing, like, is new anymore. It's like old revival. So, I mean, well, if this came back, hey, so be it.
By the way, Marsha Cross is 58.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and she Good probably still looks incredible.
Good for her. Well, there is something new out today, Alex. It's been since August of 2019 that we've seen anything from the Marvel Universe. And today on Disney Plus is WandaVision. They're going to drop two episodes, and this is what everybody's going to be binging this weekend. So you have Elizabeth Olsen as Wanda Maximoff, and you have Paul Bettany as Vision. They are back in a brand new show on Disney Plus, so I hope you have a subscription. There's also going to be characters from Thor and Ant-Man and Wasp all coming back. I'm so excited. Something new to watch.
Yeah, something to do with the kids this weekend for sure. For all these stories and more, just text trending to 51993. We'll send it to you. Good morning. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7, and listen to us on your phone or through your smart speakers in the radio.com app.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
It was just announced that Lady Gaga and Jennifer Lopez will sing at the President-elect Biden's inauguration. Lady Gaga said that she's going to change the words in Shallow to be about Biden's water aerobics class.
I think I told you guys that my kids got some money for Christmas, and I wanted to teach them the value of money, so we went to Target, and I said, okay, this is how much money you have, and you can buy whatever it is you want because it's your money, right? You just have to stay within this window. So they kept, how much? Is this too much money? Is this too much? You know, and like everything they picked, obviously, was over their budget. But my son finally settled on something after going through about 15 different things.
Really?
And it's his favorite thing in the whole wide world. It is Pokemon cards.
Ah.
Notice how you said Pokemon?
Yeah.
I used to say Pokemon.
Did he correct you?
Yeah. I don't know anything about this. I just cannot, and obviously I've known about Pokemon for a very, very long time, but I've always dismissed it because I don't understand it.
Yeah. Me either.
I'm with you, dude. I mean, why would we understand it? It wasn't for us.
Well, it's for somebody because this is like one of the biggest phenoms in the world.
I know.
I just wish somebody could explain to me what the hell Pokemon is. I get it all day, every day by my six-year-old son, Grayson.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, don't you play with them? I mean, you haven't picked it up by now?
Not really. I look for every reason to pass it off onto his mom.
Oh.
And she's real good about it. She doesn't know anything about it either.
She just rolls with it.
I want to learn because I want to be invested in my son's passion.
Yeah.
But I just cannot understand what this is.
So when I was little, it was all about a pencil collection, and we would like take it to the school and like you would like trade it. But it's just that fascination, right? When you're little, like, isn't there a lot to read on the card? And he wants to read everything right now, I assume.
Oh, absolutely.
Because the age he is. So it's reading, it's learning, it's organizing, it's trading. It's like all these things when you're that age, it just provides all that in one little card.
So Sarah, growing up, it was about trading pencils.
Trading pencils.
I was taking swimsuit issues from Sports Illustrated.
Oh, absolutely.
And trading my friends like bikini
clad
women.
Heck
like,
yes.
Hey, here you go. Give me this one and this
Sarah
one.
Sarah was trading pencils.
Stolen straight from my dad's collection.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey, I got this underground number two. That, hang on, let me get my son on the phone. Maybe he can explain.
He can do a way better job than all of us.
Hi, buddy.
Hello, Daddy.
So I'm talking to Alex and Sarah. You know Alex and Sarah that I work with on the radio?
Hey, dude.
Hello.
Hi.
And I'm trying to explain to them Pokemon. Can you please help me understand what Pokemon, what is Pokemon? What is it?
So Pokemon are things and animals, and they're like have powers and like different colors.
What do you do with the Pokemon cards and stuff?
Oh, you battle with them.
Oh.
And how do you battle? Like when you and I battle, how do we battle? What are we looking for?
So you, on the corner, there will be like your health, and on the bottom, there'll be some damage, and that's how you do damage.
Oh, I see.
They'll say numbers. They'll say numbers, and you have to take away the other Pokemon's health to make them die. If they go to zero, they die.
What is the best Pokemon card ever?
Oh, I could tell you that.
Well, I want to hear from him.
There's no best Pokemon card ever.
Hey, Grayson.
Yeah?
Is Daddy good at playing Pokemon with you?
Yeah.
He is.
I didn't think I played Pokemon with you.
One time at the restaurant.
Oh, okay.
One time. So memorable.
So what is your favorite thing about Pokemon? Is it playing the Pokemon battle with the cards? Is it collecting the cards? Is it learning all about the characters? Or is it actually making the characters?
Learning about the characters.
Gotcha. Of all the Pokemon that you have drawn, which is your favorite?
Charizard X.
Not to be confused with Charizard, Charizard X. All right, very good. Thank you, Grayson. I love you, buddy.
Love you, too.
Get back to school. What are you learning today?
The same thing that I learn every day.
Which is what?
Nothing.
Nothing. Oh, my God.
Good. Good.
Oh, man, I love this kid. All right, buddy. I'll see you soon. I love you. Give your sister a big hug and a kiss for me, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
When are you going to come home?
Soon. As soon as Sarah will let me leave.
Yep.
Hey, Grayson.
Yeah?
If Daddy was a Pokemon, what would you call him?
Snorlax.
What did you say? What was it?
Snorlax.
Snorlax? Why Snorlax?
Because he sleeps all the time.
That's awesome, dude. His current record is 1,554 wins with just 126 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are rooting for Derek. Derek lives and works in East Austin, where he works for Dell Technologies. Let's welcome him to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Beast, Booker!
Derek!
Hi!
What up, what up, what up?
Hello.
Hey, how's it going, everyone?
What up?
All right, Derek, let's play Can't Be Booker right now. I'm going to leave the room. Sarah has written five questions she's about to ask you. I think she's got something going on today because she looks like really cute today.
Oh, my gosh. You know what it is?
What is it?
I had this like really crappy shampoo, and then I went to Whole Foods the other day to treat myself, and I bought this like new shampoo that smelled really good, and then I didn't have time to blow dry my hair last night, and my hair's just curly.
Well, it looks great. You look adorable today. All right.
Oh, thanks.
I'll be right back.
All right. Derek, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door. Good luck, man.
Thanks.
Okay, question number one. Drew Brees is 42 years old today, and he is playing Tom Brady this weekend. Who is older?
Tom Brady is 43.
Oh, man. That's fun. Okay, so there's a brand new movie on HBO Max called Locked Down. It's a movie starring Chiwetel Ejiofor and the princess from The Princess Diaries as a couple who decided to separate before the pandemic forced them to stay together in mandatory lockdown. Who was the princess in The Princess Diaries?
Anne Hathaway.
So we already know Katie Couric and Aaron Rodgers are guest hosting Jeopardy, but also we now know the actress who played Sheldon's wife in The Big Bang Theory will guest host. Who's that?
Oh, my God. I watched Big Bang Theory, too. Don't remember her actor's name.
Betty White will celebrate her 99th birthday on Sunday. She played Rose in what classic TV show?
Golden Girls.
And finally, Amazon has released a synopsis for the $1 billion Lord of the Rings series, which is expected to debut next year. It takes place 1,000 years before The Hobbit. Who played Frodo Baggins in the movie?
Elijah Wood.
All right, we'll bring him back in.
Booker!
Hey.
4 out of 5.
No way.
Yeah, he was good.
That's what's up.
Like, he knew info.
Wow.
He wasn't even guessing. In your face, Booker.
Okay, man, that's good. Dang.
Okay.
I don't feel good about today.
Good. Great.
Oh, good.
That makes me
definitely
feel
good.
All right, good.
Okay, he also has a really good voice. Anyway.
He does.
Drew Brees is celebrating a birthday today.
Yes, he is.
I just want to say congratulations to you, Booker, because I know this
Thank
is
you.
A special day for you as
well. He's his favorite, by the way, people don't know. He loves him some Drew Brees.
Yeah.
He is playing Tom Brady this weekend.
I'm a New Orleans Saints fan, and I've long been a huge fan of Drew Brees, so yes.
Who's older?
Drew is 42, like you mentioned. Tom Brady is 43, which would make him older. By the way, there's a meme going around. It's so good. You've got to see it. They're calling this the History Channel Bowl because the meme is it made Tom and Drew look really old. And
That's
it's
awesome.
Like history will be made.
I love it. All right, so brand new movie on HBO Max called Locked Down. It stars Chiwetel Ejiofor and the princess from Princess Diaries as a couple who decided to separate right before the pandemic forced them to stay together in a mandatory lockdown. Sounds amazing. Who was the princess from Princess Diaries?
I wonder if this is based on a true story.
Five.
I could see, well, hold on. I could see the movie poster. The only person I know that's in that movie is Anne Hathaway, but I'm not sure if she's the princess or not.
Yes,
but that's my guess. Oh, yeah!
Oh, you're so good at guessing.
Hey, did you see Anne Hathaway on The Tonight Show the
other night? I did
not. No.
I've learned something very interesting. We've been saying her name wrong. She doesn't want us to call her Anne Hathaway. She wants us to call her Annie.
What?
Yeah, listen.
I've heard people call you Annie, like your good friends. Do I call you Anne or Annie?
Call me Annie.
Yeah.
Everybody, call me Annie, please. Can we talk about my name for a second?
Yeah, of course, I'd love to.
Let's spill the tea.
Yeah,
when I was 14 years old, I did a commercial and I had to get my SAG card. And they asked me, what do you want your name to be? And I'm like, well, it should be my name. My name's Anne Hathaway. And so that seemed like the right choice, but it never occurred to me that for the rest of my life, people will call me Anne. The only person who ever calls me Anne is my mother, and she only does it when she's really mad at me, like really mad.
Yeah, I know.
And so every time I step out in public and someone calls my name, I think they're going to yell at me. Yeah.
So from now on, we call her Annie Hathaway.
That's fair.
Gotcha.
So we already know Katie Kirk and Aaron Rodgers are guest hosting Jeopardy. Yeah. We also now know that Sheldon's wife in Big Bang Theory, the actress who played Sheldon's wife, is hosting. What's her name?
Kaylee Cuoco. I don't know.
No, it's I know her as Blossom. I can never say her name.
Oh, Maya Bialik. Mm-hmm. I knew that.
Oh, too bad. Betty White celebrating her 99th birthday Sunday. She played Rose in what classic show?
Golden Girls. Yeah. Got 99 birthdays, but what would be the blank in that one? I got 99 birthdays, but I got 99 candles, but
anyway,
come back to me on that one.
Yeah, all right.
Amazon has released the synopsis for its $1 billion Lord of the Rings series, which is expected to debut next year. Who played Frodo Baggins in the movie?
Elijah Wood.
Fine, y'all tied. I keep going, bleh. I just want you to lose so bad.
All right. Well, thank you so much for playing. Nice job. 4 out of 5 is great.
I appreciate it. I'm Derek from East Austin, and I cannot beat Booker.
All right.
So close.
Up next, with Booker, Alex, and Sarah Michael from San Marcos is a controls engineer. Exactly what I was thinking. No idea what that means. But we're about to find out, and then we're all going to guess how much money he makes. Play along. Share your salary with Michael, the controls engineer, next on Mix 94.7.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Well, I heard that between fighting with Rudy and the impeachment, Trump is reportedly isolated and in self-pity mode. Yeah, these are sad times for Trump. He wanted to listen to Everybody Hurts, but he just got banned from Spotify.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. Let's do it, y'all. It's time for Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Share Your Salary.
Share your salary. Share your salary.
All right, last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that David, the assistant grocery store manager, makes $101,000.
That's crazy.
On the phone with us now is Michael from San Marcos. Good morning, Michael.
Hi.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Doing great. We appreciate you coming on the radio to tell everybody how much money you make for a living. Thank you for sharing your salary. Michael is a controls engineer.
I have no idea what that means.
Yep.
Yeah, seriously.
Exactly. We're all on the same page. Let's do this. We're going to put 60 seconds of the clock. We'll ask you a bunch of questions. When we're done, we'll play a 3-minute song. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make, and then you're going to tell everybody. So simple, all right?
Sounds good.
60 seconds starts right now. Yeah, what does that mean?
Talk to us, bro.
What's a controls engineer?
So controls engineer, I go to different companies, manufacturing plants, and I program like conveyors, safety systems. It's controlling the manufacturing process. So I go in there and implement new equipment and program it, program different monitors like safety systems, gas detectors, things like that.
Is that a highly specialized position, or you just take like a 3-day class and you're good to go?
Right.
No, I do have an engineering degree. Okay. And it takes some experience.
So it's a straight up engineer. Gotcha.
Yeah. How long have you been doing this?
I've actually only been doing it for about 2 years. I'm fresh out of college.
Nice. Oh, cool. How many companies do you usually work for, like programming?
I personally work for about 3 or 4, but our company does close to hundreds. We have different departments.
Okay.
Do you drive all over Texas or do you stay here in the Austin area?
All right, last question.
All over the U.S.
Wow. All over the U.S.
North Dakota. Yeah. Hawaii, different places.
Oh, nice. Poor you going to Hawaii to work.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like we don't. Oh, man. I wish we could ask more because it's hard. It's exciting. It's a job I don't know about. Are you married?
I was. I'm actually divorced now.
Okay. Well, when you're out dating and a girl's like, hey, what do you do?
I do say controls engineer. And they're like, well, that seems a little bit too much for me to know. It's not that complicated.
I mean, yeah, no, I understand.
A conversation starter, definitely. I mean, they're going to ask, what is that? So good.
Right.
All very right. Good point.
You're an engineer.
Yeah.
I got it.
All right. Okay. You do? Okay. Well, here we go. Michael from San Marcos is a controls engineer. How much money does he make? Text your guess right now to 51993. Alex will use one of your messages. Be sure to put your name and where you're from so we can thank you again. Text your guess to 51993. Here we go. It's a 3-minute song, and we'll be right back. Michael will share his salary. Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Michael from San Marcos. Michael is a controls engineer. What else do we learn, Sarah?
Okay, so we learned that he goes to like companies and manufacturing plants and helps with their manufacturing practice and helps program new equipment and safety stuff and
safety
a lot of
stuff.
Things. But he does have an engineering degree, so he's smart, and he's been doing this for 2 years, and he helps out like 3 to 4 companies, but his company does close to 100, and he works all over the United States, like Hawaii.
All
and
right.
I think he said a Dakota, but I didn't catch if it was the north or the south one.
Oh, it's we go all the way up to North Dakota.
Okay.
All right, Alex, let's start with you. Let's make our guesses.
So Lisa sent a text to 51993 saying that she actually works for a staffing agency here in Austin, and she places control engineers into jobs. She said $85,000 is safe.
All right.
I am going with her.
Sarah Osborne?
$75,000?
Oh, yeah. Y'all are missing the boat here.
Whoa. You think more?
Yeah, six figures. Six figures.
Because he's an engineer, huh?
Just because he's an engineer, he has an engineering degree. Travels all over the country. This is a specialized industry. It's imperative to keep manufacturing going. Is everything I'm saying correct so far?
Yes.
All right.
And it was worth keeping the job over the wife, clearly.
Right. He couldn't engineer his relationship.
Well, I don't know that.
That's true.
Okay. All right. Okay. I don't feel bad now.
I'm conservatively saying $139,000.
Nice. $139,000.
That's high. That's good if it's the case.
I feel like Alex and I'll stick around like the $70,000 when we're just like, we don't know.
No.
So we don't want to go too high. We don't want to go too low.
I'm going with Lisa, man. She's a recruiter. She knows what's up.
All three of us are purely speculating on the salary, but the speculation is over. Let's find out right now. The time has come. Michael, how much are you making every year?
$90,000 is my base salary.
All right.
There you go.
Base, so what does that mean? What can you make up to?
Exactly.
So, all of y'all were in the realm. Beginners with no experience usually start around $70,000.
Oh, okay.
But you can, after about, when you become a senior, you can make up to about 150.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
All dude,
right.
So nice.
We're all kind of in the wheelhouse.
I mean, seriously.
So yeah. We're base salary. We didn't even think to ask if you made bonuses.
I do. I do make bonuses and extra compensation.
Why would you get a bonus? What would you have to be doing?
So you get travel bonuses. If you're on the road for more than I believe it's 70% of each quarter.
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's nice.
You get a bonus, and then you get your Christmas bonus, or what they call an end-of-year bonus.
Oh, my gosh. And then, what's your favorite part about the job?
The bonuses.
That's definitely up there, but the opportunity to get to work with different people and learn new things.
So if 90 is your base salary, factor in the bonuses, what's that number?
Closer to 120.
Nice.
Wow, that's great. Congratulations.
Job.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for keeping us manufactured and for engineering.
Well, thank you all for having me.
And thank you for sharing your salary. Remember, the reason Share Your Salary works is because of you and your willingness to participate. You do not have to use your name or tell us where you're from, but call us right now, 512-643-5947, or text salary to 51993. Share Your Salary helps everybody, but we do need you.